This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. You know, we'll keep an eye on the stimulus package. We'll keep an eye on the voting that should come down here shortly, but God bless. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on that you can be part of. And you know, give me your email address. I send it out once a week, okay? I don't send it out, you know, five times a week just to irritate the crud out of you. I do it because I want to make sure you know what's going on the show. You can tune in the nights you want to tune into. Brad Dacus will join us after the first break tonight, and we can talk about, you know, what is going on when it comes to, do the churches really have a right to gather? Can you stop them from gathering because of this? You know, in Los Angeles County, there are no gatherings allowed in homes and what have you. Used to be, you could have up to 10 people. Now, not so much. Does that mean you have to, like, throw out the kids and stuff if you got one too many? I'm just asking. But, I mean, think about all of this. All of this craziness that's going on. And then the Democrats, there is not one thing that they put, not one thing they've added to this bill that actually helps people that aren't working or that may lose their jobs or businesses that might be going under. You know, again, this package now has hit $6 trillion. I don't want you guys out of work. Don't get me wrong. This is not your fault. This is not something you bought into. All right, I mean, we, back to Billy Bob Clinton and such, all the way back there, allowing China to walk all over us. But they're talking about these, the stimulus package. What companies is it going to help? These need to be loans only, guaranteed loans. Same kind of loans, and I don't care how big the company is, whether it's, you know, Delta or American Airlines, any one of those. Let's make sure that we get our money back. This thing went from $1.3 trillion. It has now hit, you ready? $6 trillion. Now, Larry Kudlow, the administration economist, he said, look, the package is going to include $4 trillion in lending power, right? Now, we don't need to give the Federal Reserve lending power. They got enough power. We don't need to give them any more. This is going to ensure that they don't get thrown out, that they don't get audited, they don't get turned, you know. This is just not going to help the Federal Reserve case, our case to audit the Federal Reserve. So once you carve out the $4 trillion in lending power, you then have $2 trillion left in the package. And it's still being worked out. They actually had the gall to put money for Planned Parenthood on the table because they're a health care provider. They're not a health care provider. Okay, can we just get that straight? At least not for the baby, anyhow. The package will be a single largest Main Street assistance program in history of the United States, said Kudlow. Now, included in the package in Congress is almost $2 trillion emergency bill, which, when passed, will issue direct checks for American families, you know, bailouts for the airline industry, and a $350 billion loan program for struggling small businesses. Now, are they bailouts or loans? That's what I want to know. The other $4 trillion will allow the Federal Reserve to make huge emergency bailouts to whatever entity it chooses. Yeah, because, again, I say, we need to give Federal Reserve as much money as humanly possible, right? And then let them do what they want to do with it. The Democrats control all of this. Are you serious? It's just not good. This legislation is urgently needed to bolster the economy, Kudlow added. We're headed for a rough period, but it's only going to be for weeks, we think. You know, I mean, seriously, weeks and months? So this stuff is going to hang in there for a while. There'll be little, you know, tentacles left, even if it's over by the end of April, like the president is hoping. There's still going to be a lot more left here to deal with. Kudlow, a former Reagan administration advisor and media personality, said that the huge bailout would position us for what I think would be an economic rebound later on this year. Now, see, every time they talk, think about it, over the last few days, when Congress wasn't getting anywhere, right, the market took a nosedive. When Congress was trying to work things out, they were actually talking, and it looked like they were going to come to a table with some issue. Things got better. The market, you know, rose, right? But, you know, you're going to look at a bunch of U.S. workers that are going to face unemployment. Now, here's one of those things. Some of you won't agree with me, but I don't care. Here's one of those things where you want to sit back and say, again, these guys did not do this of their own accord, right? People who lost their jobs, small businesses that were struggling. And they weren't struggling because they were doing wrong things, because, you know, they were just starting up. The economy, you know, for them maybe wasn't as strong as it could be or should be. Right? Come on, think about this. And they start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. They're chugging forward. They're working hard. Some of us have had several businesses in our lives, and we see that. You're moving forward. You go, oh, wow, this is cool, and this is going to happen now, and this and this and this. And then this happens. You're already holding checks for your payroll as a business owner. I don't mind helping them out. Not a free ride, but helping them out. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You there?
Yes.
All right, hold on. We're going to call. We are back. No thanks to technology, let me tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. And I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's go to one of my favorites to have on the show. I always love having Brad Dacus on with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thank you for being with me. Appreciate your time every week.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so before we get into the meat of it, let's go ahead and tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is about and how they can help you.
Certainly, yeah. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal organization that that defends religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge and all across the United States. And we have 9 offices in 5 states. and a huge network of attorneys. And we're sort of unique, as I've mentioned before, Joe, in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one's turned away, that everyone gets the help that they need when it comes to those basic areas of religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. We do it, once again, all without charge because of many of your listeners who partner with our legal ministry to make this possible.
Yeah, and, you know, something I don't say it often enough, but I know some of you love his organization. I know some of you are involved with it, and thank you so much for being part of that, because you don't know, you really don't know how many people they're helping on a regular basis. They don't publish everything in an email. They don't publish everything in their newsletter. By the way, Brad, my wife, it's one of the first things she opens and reads when she sees it in the mail. So the written newsletter that you send out is a real cool thing to do as well. And in today's day of electronic craziness, you know, so I really do appreciate that.
Our pleasure.
So, I got to tell you something I saw this weekend. There was a pastor that had a church that was fairly full in a state that really didn't allow large gatherings. And he was like, you know, hey, here we are, come get us, kind of thing. But there are a lot of pastors that are kind of pushing back on this. And I know that Facebook is great for, you know, getting the message out, and YouTube and this and that and the other thing. But what kind of challenges do these churches really face? And what are some of the things they can do? I don't want to say to skirt the law, but maybe to, you know, legally get around it or go through it?
Right. Yeah, there's first off, the good news is that churches are protected to be able to communicate online, via Facebook. We, in fact, at Pacific Justice Institute, are going to make it really easy for any church just about anywhere in the country to have their church services online, and that's it's very easy to do. We're going to be doing a webinar tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time talking about this, and if they want information, they can go to our website, ask for that information, and we'll give it to them tomorrow morning. It's going to be via Zoom. So but it's really easy. We'll just email them the information. They click the button. They click it, put in the password that we give them, and then they can watch the presentation, too. And if they can't watch it in time, they got something else going on, then they can go later on. They can go to our website, pacificjustice.org, and at pacificjustice.org, they'll be able to watch it at that time. But we're going to make it really easy for, you know, a pastor who knows nothing about technology, you know, is still getting used to the push-button phone instead of the traditional dial. I mean, we're going to make this real easy for just about anyone out there to be able to communicate to their congregation and give them some real specific pointers on how to do it effectively and how to communicate. So it's a great opportunity, and it's I tell you, I don't think this is going to last very long. The fact is, the government can't have this go on indefinitely. Any infringement upon the free exercise of religion or the freedom of association to congregate, it must be supported by compelling state interest, narrowly tailored restrictions to that interest. And the reality is, the longer this thing draws out, the less likely that the government's going to be able to validate that compelling state interest, especially if they start loosening up restrictions on others, but still maintain a firm, absolute grip against churches.
They are, in Los Angeles County, there is now, zero tolerance for gatherings at home. It used to be they allowed you to have, 10, maybe 12, and now they've said no, actually zero, none. So it even stops you from having a Bible study with your neighbors, should that be something you want to do, you know, share the word, get together, pray, whatever it is. Because I still know that there are people out there, and I don't say I know them personally, but I know people that are praying with them. There are people out there that are reaching out, coming over, and praying in small groups. This could potentially be an issue for them, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could. But what I recommend people to do is maybe meet outside, but keep that distance. That 6 feet distance. I mean, that's really the whole bottom line issue here is just limiting the having this exposure in a safe way with that safety zone. That's established not by you know, people just arbitrarily. That's what the government uses as their test. So if they meet, people meet that test, and they're praying or they're sharing with each other, they're keeping that six feet distance, maybe in someone's backyard, et cetera, I think they're going to be fine. And that's a real important parameter to always keep in mind when they start to do things or they want to meet or pray. But, you know, like I'm a part of a home group at my church, and we had a Zoom meeting, and, you know, couples we got on, and it was great. We were talking and visiting you know, just like a regular home group meeting. So it's really not that hard to do. People can really take advantage of this. And so develop a whole new form of communication that really has not been fully taken advantage of in the past, I think, by people of faith and churches.
Well, I had a pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County on last week, and that's what we're talking about, is that people are so used to getting together and you know, quote-unquote, worshiping together, that all of a sudden this is a whole big different thing for them. They don't know how to do this, and they're having to stay at home. They're having to stay focused. They have to get involved, you know, doing worship, maybe you know, standing up in the living room feeling a little weird about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes. And it's, I think they need to also recognize that on Facebook you can have a pastor or a priest, you know, giving their message to the congregation, you know, via the Facebook or the Bible study using Zoom. But they can also have worship. Also, in addition to that, the law allows for specifically, explicitly, for faith-based usage of communications via technology, like Facebook or Zoom. You can have someone with a guitar or a piano, depending on their style, you know, leading worship. And then after that, the pastor, whoever gives their message. And then they can donate also online. And then we need to remember that because many churches are suffering.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus with us. We got a lot to talk about in a relatively short period of time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump held a briefing at the White House thanking the American people for adhering to the guidelines by staying home as much as possible during the coronavirus outbreak. During a Fox virtual town hall, the president said he hopes to have people back at their jobs by Easter.
They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, the head of the National Governors Association, called the president's message confusing and said he's running on a schedule made from an imaginary clock. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the president are operating under a different set of circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The truth. How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him back in because I enjoy so much having him with me. I really do. I always love when Brad's on with me. We get informed. We can find out what's going on in the real world when it comes to, you know. Look, you're going to have one heck of a scenario going on when and if these kids have to go back to school, because the parents have been given a real awakening as to what their kids know and don't know. And they're going to be, Brad, they're going to be spending time with their kids every day. They're not going to know what to do with themselves.
Yes, you're right. I've got two, and it's been a good experience. It's been a good experience.
We've got a
lot of weeds pulled together. It's yard work, but it is different. It is different. But you know, one positive thing I see from this, among others, is that every family, just about in America, is having to experiment with homeschooling.
Yep.
Now, it's the curriculum is provided by the school district versus a different online program, but it's same basic concept. And the good thing about that is, I think that combined with the new outrageous, radical pro sex ed and all kinds of other things that are going out that many parents are objecting to, I think it's a perfect timing for parents to dabble in this and decide and consider possibly homeschooling. And what we're doing at Pacific Justice Institute is that we're going to do a separate video we're going to be releasing in the next few days on our website, talking about how churches can start homeschool co-ops with parents. And it's going to help a lot of parents where both parents work, or it's only one parent family and that parent works. It's going to talk about how they can really provide homeschooling two or three times a week, and with study areas and things like that in the interim, to really give parents an option that in the past they may not have considered. So I see a real positive timing with regards to this happening at the same time that a lot is happening in public schools that is causing a lot of parents to be uncomfortable and very concerned about the welfare of their children in view of all the garbage they're being given all the way down to the kindergarten level now.
Oh, yeah, and it will give them an opportunity to find out where their kids are at, what they're learning. And frankly, yeah. You know what? There's been parents that are trying to figure out how they're, you know, how to teach their kids and finding out what their kids are truly all about. I have a guy that comes in every couple of months. I bring him in. We talk about some of the issues with teens and, you know, drug-related issues and what have you. And he said, look, Joe, by the time kids get into junior high school and high school, parents are probably spending less than 10 minutes a day with them in meaningful conversation. I don't think there's anything you talk about 10 minutes that's deep and or meaningful. So they're really, now parents are having to spend some time with their kids and find out, again, what they're learning, what they're working through in school, what they believe and don't believe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It really is a little different. So anyhow, so talk to me again. Let's just touch on this a little bit more. You were talking about this almost like it's a partnership between the churches and homeschoolers or what have you. What kind of doors does that open up for parents maybe to look at alternative education forms?
Oh, it's going to be very empowering because so far parents have had the choice of public school or a charter school, or a private school, which they often can't afford. So this gives an opportunity, a totally different option, because homeschooling has only been really useful for those who where there's at least one parent who can supervise, monitor, and be with the child. This changes that by having this co-op where you have a group of parents working together, and you have some parents who aren't able to be there at all, some could be there different days, that they can work together and 2 or 3 days a week and be able to provide tutoring, instruction. Each child will have their own, the position on the online curriculum. Sometimes the church will say, we're going to use the Alpha Omega curriculum or the Bob Jones University curriculum or et cetera. There's so many good online curriculums out there. Some of them they can actually get college credit early in high school, starting at the age of 16. And so there's incredible opportunities. They can get 2 years of college out of the way. So or they may have different curriculums online. And you have a tutor there to answer questions, to help them, and also to maintain order. And these kids are going to be more self-reliant, self-initiators. Can really actually be good for their character and development as well. Kids who are homeschooled, in fact, actually advance faster in corporations in promotions than children on average from private schools or public schools. So there is a lot of maturing that takes place with that kind of self-responsibility that's inherent in this kind of a education process.
I love this. Listen, the president said the other day that no problem is too big for God to handle. And then he calls for a National Day of Prayer. And I'm thinking to myself, the freedom for religion freaks must be going out of their minds. Because, think about something. If any other organization, how many agencies, state agencies, even federal agencies, have been sued for either forcing, teaching, or espousing that there is a supreme being called God, and that God is involved in our daily life, and we should be asking him for guidance? I mean, lawyers make millions of bucks off of stuff like that. Why does it ever come back on the president from a legal standpoint? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as the law goes, the president's having day of prayers and leading the country in prayer. And, I mean, George Washington, when he started that whole concept, and you read his inaugural address, and it's in some ways resembles more of a sermon in some ways. So, the fact is someone elected to office, and this is real important, does not relinquish and lose their First Amendment rights of free speech and expression. So long as they're not forcing people to believe that way, so long as they're not proselytizing to people who have no choice but to hear that and no option. The general rule is they have that freedom. On the Senate floor, they have a chaplain. They open their sessions with prayer. The court's already ruled that's constitutional. And our God We Trust, we at Pacific Justice Institute defended that. Our national motto on our currency is constitutional before the Ninth Circuit and won. So there really is a lot more leeway and freedom in this regard. We don't have freedom from religion. We have freedom of religion. And people need to remember that, including as we look at the actions of the president in this time of a tremendous strain and trial for so many.
Well, they would have a hard time, really a hard time, if you want to go back through history, just go to Roosevelt and then move forward to Kennedy, who both implored the nation to, you know, to pray to Almighty God. I mean, that doesn't sound like they're praying to a tree or a rock. It sounds like they specifically have someone, something in mind that they're praying to, and they admonish the country to do the same. And I don't know if it is a changing of the country's values, or is it what we're led to believe is being? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like we're being told by the media that we're not religious anymore. However, look at what these guys do when the crap hits the fan. Where do they turn to?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It is disturbing, and a lot of this came, unfortunately, from government education, government schools. they had this agenda, this concept, freedom from religion, strict separation of church and state. These concepts that are not constitutional, they're not supported by case law and the Supreme Court, but nonetheless, that's what our children have been indoctrinated with in so many ways. Even on free speech, it's sad. I think one poll was taken of millennials, and they said, yeah, they believe in, 55% say they believe in free speech so long as it doesn't offend anyone. That's not free speech. We don't need a free speech clause if that's the case. That's all it is. So we can thank government education for a lot of this, unfortunately, which has really caused us a lot of problems moving forward with a society that is much less tolerant to alternative viewpoints and much, much less tolerant towards religious viewpoints and expressions. And those are protected by those in public office. And we at Pacific Justice will go to bat for any of them if they're ever needing our services without charge.
And if we got any pastors listening, quick, 1 minute here, that if you decide to break, and you are breaking the law, if you decide to break the 250 max that some states are still holding on to, it's almost indefensible for an attorney, is it not? Or can you defend them coming together?
We can defend them depending on the circumstances. But right now, in states like California, New York, Washington, places where this is taking place, where it's a real threat, which is really most of the country at varying degrees, it's going to be very difficult to defend that. But we'll look at the circumstances and let them know where they stand.
Yep. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I always love when Brad Dake is on with me. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drinking. Come on back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This ship, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent.
Someday I'll figure out the button. When I figure out all the buttons, life will be good again. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution with me, okay? If you don't be noticed by email, I get it. I don't like emails either. Really don't like emails anymore. Just get a text message. It's really simple. We can text you. So text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on because I always have so much fun with him when he's on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that does some great things to protect. Well, they protect all of us, really. I mean, I'm not going to give away anything from anybody, but he's already helped a few people that I know. I know people that have sent me emails about getting in touch with Pacific Justice Institute, and they've had wonderful results from it. And it's great to know that we have people out there like that helping us. Brad, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
So, I again, haven't I'm having a lot of fun with some of these stories. I really am, because you know, you look at what's going on out there, and I was telling you, I was kind of joking a little bit. I said, I'm the rebel that would. I would invite more people to church, so I got 251, you know, in the church and say, come and get me. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. And I'd be calling you for help after that. So,
well, we've given a lot of real clear, I mean, you know, nitpicky counsel to pastors and churches, like, okay, how do we have the worship team for our online service, because we're not supposed to have a group. And we told them specifically, well, here's what you can do. Have them 6 feet apart. Make it 8 feet apart. Have the cameras just focused in on each one individually, not the whole group. You know, so we have a lot of counsel on just how to protect themselves and yet still carry out what God's calling them to do and what they feel compelled to do, and you know, how to minister to their congregations. How they can, they say, well, I can't visit anyone. You know, we can't visit. I say, well, no, you know, you can have, say a pastor wants to go to the people, visit at their house and stay outside and keep the 6 feet apart, 7 feet apart, and
really?
Talk to them, pray with them. I think that would, it'd be very, very difficult for there to be prosecution of someone if they're keeping that safe distance, and they're, you know, it's not a large gathering, and they're just visiting, they're checking up on them, seeing how they're doing, encouraging them. You know, do they need anything? Do they need anything from the grocery store?
Interesting.
This is not the opportunity to back off from serving. This is the opportunity for people of faith and others to step up to serving. So long as they stay in those boundaries, they don't hug, they don't shake hands, they keep that space, that safe space, it's indisputable that that's very prudent, and people need that assistance. What's really sad is when I talked to someone today, an older couple, and they said, well, yeah, we're going to go to the grocery store, but we try to avoid people. I thought, you know, they should be at home, and there should be someone from their church that goes and takes them, you know, picks up their groceries and does those things. And I think now is the time to do that if we want to really get serious about protecting people. So those kind of visits are important.
I think you're right on. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think you're right on. There's so many things that we could be doing. You know, I go out to the supermarket. I've got stuff that I still have to do. I've got a little bit more. Because I'm an elected official, I have a little more leniency when I'm running around doing things or what have you. But I think we could be, like, to your point, we could be helping each other out. We could be making runs for the normal daily stuff, whether it's just milk and bread and that kind of stuff for people. So you're right. We should be helping each other out. And the sad part is that it takes this to do it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it does. But it's a great opportunity to serve your neighbors and your community.
Yep.
We usually know people like, hey, well, they're senior citizens down, you know, three doors down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should, you know, knock on the door, step back, you know, 7-8 feet. They open the door, say, hey, I just want to let you know, you know, if you want me to pick up some grocery things, just here's my phone number, write it down. And let me know when I go to the grocery store, I can pick up those things for you. You know, you guys, of course, you don't want to insult them, but most people understand what their age is, and you know, they're not usually in denial. So,
yeah.
But I think that's a great thing to do, and to reach out and to connect.
No, I agree with you. All right, so Michigan Governor now has stepped up and exempted worship services from the state ban on gatherings of 50 or more people. So it's just interesting that, you know, here you have Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I don't know if you know her or know of her or what have you, but she signed an order that said worship services are exempt from her recent executive order prohibiting gatherings of 50 or more people. I mean, can somebody kind of use this to bring their group together?
Well, in Michigan, if it's it needs to apply to all religious groups and all religious gatherings. So
right.
In that context, yes. But as far as a soccer team wants to get together and they say, hey, wait a minute, they're allowing this to get together. Or a restaurant says, hey, we want to open because, look, you're letting a church. Well, the government can provide special accommodation to religious expression. It's protected by the Constitution. In fact, the government has to actually show a compelling state interest narrowly tailored in order to justify any substantial burden on religious worship. They don't have to do that to justify burden on restaurants or athletic competitions and other things because of our Constitution. That's very important. So what she did was legal, it was constitutional, and it actually could be very helpful to encourage other states as as their data allows them to, and as they review their data, to make similar combinations. But if there's another state out there with the same rate of a virus progression, et cetera, they're going to have more difficulty being restrictive against church gatherings when there's a state that's already doing it and showing that there really is no compelling state interest likely, because this state is doing it and they're doing just fine.
Funny, it's just funny, the total difference between the governor of Michigan and the governor in California. And she, you know, she goes on to say, well, you know, the separation, ready for this one, you know, the separation of church and state, and the Republican legislator asked me to clarify that. She said that's an area that we don't have the ability to directly enforce and control. I thought that was a great line.
It is. I will say, though, that the Supreme Court has held that in the past that the free exercise of religion is not an absolute right. The government, if they can show a compelling state interest, like perilous, you know, health and safety kind of issues, and some would argue that's what we have, at least say in New York City and in other places where it's really spreading, that the government can come in and have some limitations for a period of time, a short period of time. If they have any kind of like a, you know, 1 year mandate, 6 month, 1 year mandate, I do not think that would survive in court, and I think that would be struck down as unconstitutional. And I'm glad to hear that Michigan's doing that. They will be looking at their data, and as they see appropriate, hopefully they'll continue that tolerance for religious gatherings. But even then, people need to recognize that they still need to be responsible, and they still need to have policies, keeping distance, sterilizing things, not holding hands, not hugging. There's still things that are just common sense, and the public will be looking at holding them accountable just like everyone else.
Well, before I let you totally go on some of this stuff, give me your idea, or your thoughts, I should say, on what Congress now is, I'll say, arguing about, for lack of a better term. And so we've gone from $1.3 trillion to $2 trillion and now to $6 trillion, with $4 trillion of it being going to the Fed so they can decide who to loan it to. I'm shaking in my chair.
this violates all the principles of economics that I've learned. And there's a price that's paid when government gets involved and messes up with the free market. There's a hit, there's a price, because they're intervening in something that's working, and they're going to be, there's going to be industries and et cetera that are impacted. So plus the debt that this is taking on, it's a huge amount of money. Could even have inflationary impacts potentially. The key though is for this not to become an expansion of government and government programs. That's the worst scenario. That's what the Senate minority tried to do. The Democrats tried to attach a lot of programs. It was outrageous. Outrageous. And I rarely do I pick up the phone to leave a message with a U.S. senator, but I actually did that yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people did when they saw what they were doing to...
but what senator did you call? Feinstein? Because she could care less.
Well,
I mean, seriously. Well,
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I had to call someone, and I thought if I want other people to call, I should call too. But the truth is, this is going to take a hit, and we need the more free market oriented we can make it, it can be geared. The more jobs will actually be preserved, and the quicker this economy can be turned around. We don't want to turn this into a more socialist state. It's only going to prolong it, just like it prolonged the Depression under FDR. Indisputable historians have find that to be the case, and we just don't want to make that same mistake moving forward. And I think the game plan, at least for the short term, if we can get through this and get back to normal, I think we can overcome this.
All right, Brian Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Go to PJI.org, PJI.org. Sign up for their newsletter. Sign up for a lot of things they got going on there. Read a lot of PDFs. They got a lot of information that'll help you make it through. And anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. When we come back, we're going to hear from some senators some of the speeches they gave from the floor that make total sense. I don't know where the Dems are. They haven't engaged their brains yet. We'll be back in a few minutes.